Hello and welcome to LEA's Our Voice. These are podcasts designed to keep our individuals, parents, guardians, and friends in the know. I'm your host, Mike Leon, and as always, we welcome your comments on this podcast and your input on what you'd like us to talk about in the future. Send those comments to email podcasts@le-academy.org. That's podcasts at le-academy.org. In today's podcast, we start by wishing all of you a very happy new year. We are speaking with some of our individuals at the Warren Program regarding the new year, 2021. Our first guest is Michael Klug. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you doing today, Mike?
Good, good. We just wanted to get the feeling of some of our individuals. As you know, we do these podcasts, so the other people that are slowly getting back to program can view this and see that to keep them in the family. So with the New Year's theme, what are your dreams for this new year, 2021?
I'm moving out into my own apartment.
Has that been started for you, or is that in process?
Yeah, that's in process. I'm on the waiting list.
That's fantastic. And who's working with you on that?
My case manager and my guardian.
Excellent. Well, we wish you all the luck on that. So that is quite a dream to accomplish in 2021, especially since it was such a tough 2020.
Yeah, it was rough, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad that you're back with the program here personally. What's the one thing that you're looking forward to most, maybe besides the apartment, in 2021?
Seeing my girlfriend.
Okay, it's been a while since you've seen your girlfriend?
Yeah, she's on lockdown.
So you guys communicate by telephone then only? Yep. Well, hopefully that day's coming soon with the vaccine and getting this virus on the run.
I hope so.
Listen, I appreciate your views and opinion on this new year, 2021. We appreciate you being here, Michael Klug. And in the interest of safety that we have here, we're going to move you out of this studio and move our next guest into the studio, which will be Barb Clays. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Hello, we have with us now Barb Clays. Barb, you have been here at the LEA Academy for how many years now?
It'll be 10 and a half in May.
Wow, a veteran, a definite veteran. I know you're a veteran of the talent show as well, when we have talent shows.
Yeah.
Basically, you're here regarding your dreams for the new year, 2021. We want your opinion. What do you dream for?
Hopefully for a lot of these restrictions to finally be lifted.
What are some of those?
The fact that we can't go in community, the fact that we would love to go back in community again, but we have to make sure that everything's safe. The fact of the matter is I can't see my significant other as much as I want to because of all these restrictions. So I'd really like to see them lessen up. That way we'll be able to do more. Go to the park, go to, say, like a movie, and not have, still wear a mask, but not have to, like, be, how do you put it? Personally, I think it's a lot of isolation.
Sure.
So.
And not everybody deals well with isolation, obviously.
No, I've been doing my best. Been watching a lot of wrestlers on YouTube.
See, it seems like you're doing well. You've got your wrestling to fall back on, I know.
Oh, yes. Especially the guys who do the Uno every week. Personally, I've been working on my health a lot. I recently just got a gym membership yesterday. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of that.
Yeah, the gyms are open. Absolutely. Yeah. That's good to hear. You still singing?
Oh, yes. I'm still singing.
Well, you got to get ready because in one way, shape, or form, we're going to have a talent show this year.
Yes. About darn time. We need to have those fundraisers.
Exactly.
Because we missed our big two last year.
The walk-a-thon.
Yeah. You know what? We should really maybe think of doing a virtual walk-a-thon.
I think we've been talking about that, haven't we, Derek? About virtual walk-a-thons?
Yes, it's been talked about.
Well, what's the one thing you're looking forward to most in 2021?
Most in 2021, being able to hang out with my friends more, being able to see more of my family, being able to say, I haven't been to an arcade in ages.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to go to the bingo hall in ages. They're now open so I can finally go again. But the fact of the matter is that it's kind of interesting. When you think about it, we're not as isolated as we think. But every day I feel like when I get home, being around the same person 24/7, I need more
variety.
More variety, exactly. I talk to my boyfriend twice a week. I see him once a month. We live less than 10 miles away. It should be a lot. I've actually seen him
more. It's so tough just making it a telephone. Yeah, just making it a telephone conversation. Yeah. Well, we hope for the best. I think what is it, the 15th of this month that we get another
I think she may loosen it a little bit. Once more people get the vaccine, and I think things are going to go from very slow to all of a sudden just taking off.
Boy, I hope you're right.
And I do hope one thing is I hope she allows the sports arenas to go to 25% by my birthday.
Absolutely.
Because the Pistons have a home game on my birthday.
Excellent.
For the first time in three or four years. And I would really like to be able somehow to go.
Maybe that's a good omen. Hey, and our Tigers are coming back.
Oh, yes,
I don't know
they
how
are.
Far and they're going to come back, but
and
they're
hockey's
coming back.
I can't wait for them to finally call a captain. A hockey team needs a captain.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, it looks like you're adjusting well, Barb. I can't thank you enough for being here today.
No problem.
Keep singing. Keep practicing. Keep watching wrestling.
And everybody
keep adjusting.
And everybody keep safe. Make sure you wear your masks. I know it's a pain, but we need to wear our masks and do our social distancing.
Very sound advice.
Because that will help us out in the long run, and we'll be over this before we know it.
Thank you, Barb.
No problem.
Okay, we're going to bring in our other guest, James Winters. So thank
you
very much.
You're welcome.
Hello, we're back with James Winters, Allied Human Services board member representing Allie A. Warren. Congratulations on your appointment to the board, first of all.
Thank you very much.
It's always good to see you because you're such an active individual here at this program. And you set a great example for your peers at this program. It was a pretty strange 2020. We're now in 2021.
Yeah, we are. We're
well, what are
you hanging in there?
Yeah, what are your dreams for the year, new year, 2021?
Be a better me to my peers and my teachers here at
LEA.
And you do that by your involvement?
I do that my involvement with, I do a lot of that. I'm on the board of directors here at
LEA.
What would you like to see happen for this program or for you in 2021, since we're starting fresh?
There's a lot of things I can name, but not right off right now.
Okay. What are you looking forward to most in 2021?
Everything trying to get back to normal, where we have more people and be able to go visit, where we don't have to wear our mask anymore. That would be great. Outside activities like go to the movies, go bowling, just interact with the community.
I hear you. I mean, even if we still have to continue wearing masks, it's a small price to pay just to get some leverage to go back out there and start doing that stuff.
Yeah. The vaccine that people have already gotten, they've already taken it twice, the vaccine, so we'll see how that works out the next time.
That gives us hope. I mean, because like you said, we've lost basketball tournaments. We've lost a walk-a-thon. The talent show has been put on hold, but we're going to make a comeback with that, I know, in 2021 in some way, shape, or form. If you had a wish to give to all your friends, your peers here at
LEA,
the ones that'll see this podcast at home, what would be your wish for them for this new year?
To just keep their dreams going. Just be yourself when you're having these dreams and stride for them more.
That's sound advice. James, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, Mr. Mike, you are wonderful. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Miss you. Good to see you.
Miss you.
And we're going to let you go now. We'll be getting ready to talk to Jason Loffredi.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Hello. We're back with Jason Loffredi, one of LEA Warren's finest, I might say. Jason, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay, Dion.
It's been a long time since we've talked, but I've been keeping tabs on you through all the things that have been happening in 2020. Well, now it's a new year, 2021. What are your dreams for this new year for you?
I love the new year. Makes me busy at home with my mom and my dad, my sister, my Debbie, my sister, my brother Tim. Spend some time with family, and I'm happy to be in a part of the family, but I'm so happy I'm with Mike Leon and Derek and Darren.
Well, that's very nice of you. So your dreams are really centered around something wholesome, like family and the family here at CSDD, because I know you have a lot of friends here.
Yes, I do, yeah.
What are your dreams for them for this new year?
Well, I was going to say to my friends, I know you guys are scared from leaving your homes. It's okay to be scared. There's more things for you guys to do about, instead of you not here with us right now, there's be in the dependent with you guys, spend some time with your friends. We miss you guys, because we know we are family, and we all love you, and we all miss you.
Very nice. Eventually, they're going to work their way back, okay? If they can't come back at this point in time, they can sign up for virtual learning. That's what they need to do, is contact LEA Warren and get set up, because every day they have that opportunity for virtual learning. So what's the one thing you're looking forward to most in 2021? I know you love your job, but with the program, what are you looking forward to most?
Well, I want to be in a cabinet with one of my old staff I used to work with Tim, my old staff. I want to do back spring of stuff with him, learning to go out.
Start doing more things outside?
Yeah, outside.
LEA.
And have fun in the community, learning how to do mind math, social studies, learning how to read, which I know how to do, so it was pretty good.
One last thing, you know, everybody, every time I come to this building is saying, what's going on with the talent show? And right now, it's in a planning stage. We're kind of watching the extent of the virus and the loosening up of some of the restrictions, the vaccine helping us out. So we are looking towards a talent show. Even if it's virtual, there will be one. So could we kind of close out this podcast and this portion with one of your favorite talent show songs by The Temptations? What would that be?
I was one of The Temptations. I did Mine Girl.
Well,
so
do it. Do it for us.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I have the muffin made. I guess you say, what that make me feel this way.
My girl.
My girl, talking my about my girl. Girl. My girl, ooh yeah.
Excellent. We'll give you a little bit of a hand. Oh. Jason, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank all our guests, Barb Clays, James Winters, our own Jason Loffredi, and Michael Klug. Listen, you take care. You've been listening to LEA's Our Voice. Please join us next time for our next installment in the Tony Plua Advocate Series. Until then, take care.